Yeah. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord, all your people? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands like he's good. Yes, clap your hand like he woke you up this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Started you on your way. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We might as well be glad and rejoice in it. Say, we might as well be glad and rejoice in it. How many glad to be in the house of the Lord on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning? Hallelujah. There's no place I'd rather be but in the house of God, but in the house of God. I wonder, church family, if you're grasping for a reason to praise the Lord. All you need to do is just inhale and exhale. I said, all you need to do is inhale and exhale. That's the only reason you need right there is to praise God. He said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So as long as you're breathing, you should be praising. Well, can we do that right here? Can somebody praise the Lord according to his excellent greatness? Yes, think about it. Think about his mighty works. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church family. He's deserving of our greatest praise. Come on. He's deserving of everything we give him. Come on, come on. He deserves our best. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord. Feels good in the house. Thanks again, Pastor Crosswhite. Thank you so much for your hospitality and all your kindness that he's showing me and my family. Thank you so much. And I just wonder, how many love your pastor here this morning? How many thankful for a man of God that stands in the gap for you? It makes up the hedge. It's called to an area and is concerned about the hearts and minds of men and women in this community, and wants to see everybody make it to heaven. Wants to see everybody make it to heaven. And man, a couple service, we missed First Lady, and she is here today. We can celebrate First Lady is here. She's here. So glad to see you, sis. Oh, she was over there being a nurse to Brother Isaac. So we love you, sis. Appreciate you. We honor you today, sis. Would you turn with me in your Bibles? Mark chapter 5 is going to be our launching pad here this morning. Mark chapter 5. We'll launch off here at verse 1. Also, it was good to meet Pastor's brother back there. I see him. I didn't expect to see him here this morning, but I see him. Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Nice to meet you the other day. Had a good time fellowshipping and talking. And just excited to the relationship that we bonded there. Just excited to see what God's going to do, man. Mark chapter 5. The word of the Lord says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, and into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God. I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. And for he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. We read here, coming out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. And here it is, he had often bound with fetters, chains. The chains had been plucked asunder, fetters broken pieces, neither could any man tame him. But I love it in verse 6, you see a shift in the scripture. It says, but when he saw Jesus afar off, when he saw Jesus afar off, Jesus wasn't even close to him yet. I said, Jesus wasn't even close to him yet. And he said, this is the day I've been waiting on. This is the day I've been waiting on to get free. This is the day that I finally can get my deliverance. And he says, he ran and worshiped him with all the devils in him, with all the legions, hadn't even got his breakthrough yet, but he still fell at Jesus' feet and worshiped him. And I'm going to preach on this topic here tonight, when the chain breaker arrives. When the chain breaker arrives. I said, when the chain breaker arrives. Would you lift up holy hands all over this place? Go to the Lord in prayer right now. Oh God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for what we feel here tonight, today. God, we thank you, Jesus. And we're going to ask you now, throw your weight around in the place. Heal, save, and deliver. Break free, God. Break the bondage of sin. Break the yokes of addictions off of your people here today. God, speak your word with clarity in this place. God, let your word fall upon good ground. Let it take root. Let it bring forth much fruit. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And would the church say amen? Would you say amen once again? Can we give the Lord one more thunderous applause of praise before we're seated here? Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Come on, somebody. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Here we find ourselves, find Jesus here going into the tombs and finding this man that had been bound for many years. Nobody could tame him. Nobody could get a hold of him. Nobody could control him. But he had so many devils in him that was his whole identity. Said, my name is Legion because we are many. A lot of times we'll get confused, as a lot of times some people will say the devil is God's rival. And I have to question that, because there Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. No, they're not on the same playing field. No, they're not good versus evil. No, God is always supreme. And God, the devil should never be sitting on the even playing field with Jesus. No, no, no. He don't have no power unless we give it to him. He don't have, no, no. There's still power in the name Jesus. I said, there's still power in the name Jesus. Matthew 16:18 says, and I say unto you, unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yeah, I don't care what the devil throws your way. I don't care what he puts in your head. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I said he shall not prevail against the church. So somebody ought to shake him off this morning and say, hey, you don't have no power. I said, you don't have no power, devil. Jesus still has all power. Said, and I, talking to Peter here, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore unto God. To God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Uh-huh. It's just that easy. You got to resist. He'll try his best, but you just got to resist. A lot of times you will give in to him and listen up, and he'll say some things sometimes we like to hear. Yeah, but I'm going to tell somebody, the devil is still a liar. I said he's still a liar. Uh-huh. A lot of times we'll start want to feel sorry for ourselves. And a lot of times we'll want to stay in the dark rooms and say, oh, nobody loves me. Nobody cares. But the devil is a liar. God cared so much for you that he went to Calvary for you. I said he cared so much about you that he went to Calvary for you. Uh-huh. Says, draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. It's time for somebody to make up your mind. I said it's time for somebody to make up your mind today to say, God, I'm going to be serious about you. I'm going to be serious. I'm not going to play games. I'm not going to be wishy-washy. I'm not going to stand on the fence about this matter. But God, I'm going to be serious. I'm going to be real. I'm going to throw myself in the ring. I'm going to give God everything. I said, I'm going to give God everything. Because the fact of the matter is, God was really serious about you. I said he was really serious about you. It's not time to be fake. It's not time to be phony. Uh-huh. Because God was really real about you. He let them put real nails in his hands, real nails in his feet. There wasn't nothing fake about him. No greater love hath this that a man would lay down his life for his friends. He was really serious about you, so you need to be really serious about him. Uh-huh. Make up your mind. Say, God, I'm tired of living this way. Tired of living wishy-washy, half in, half out. Uh-huh. That I'm going to give God my everything. I'm going to be serious and say, God, I give myself away. I give myself to you, God. I'm going to be serious in a world that everybody can start something and stop it the next day. But is there anybody in the house to say, I'm all in. God, I'm all in. Since you was all in for me, I'll be all in for you. Yes. He's all in about you. He loves you very much. I said he loves you very much. That's the reason why you find yourself in the house today, It's because he loved you that much. I said he loved you that much that he would allow you to walk into this place. He would allow you to walk in to Apostolic Lighthouse one more time. I said he would allow you to hear the words of the Lord, that he loves you so much, that he cares about you. I feel mercy in this house. I said, I feel mercy in this house. Somebody ought to take advantage of mercy here this morning. I said, take advantage of mercy this morning. But we read in our text on Mark chapter 5. But a lot of times we'll rush to Mark chapter 5 and forget about what happened in Mark chapter 4. Can I talk about what happened in Mark chapter 4 here? Here, Jesus is in his disciples, with his disciples in a boat at the end of Mark chapter 4. Familiar story to many of us, because Jesus finds himself with his disciples in a storm. I said, yeah, he finds himself in a storm. Can I preach to somebody in a storm this morning? Say, can I preach to somebody in a storm this morning? Said the storm, Jesus was with his disciples and said, we gotta go to the other side. We gotta go to the other side. And here they are, all of a sudden, they're trying to go to the other side with Jesus in the boat. And all of a sudden a storm arises and his disciples say, hey, wait a minute, Jesus. And here it is when Jesus is asleep in the boat. He's asleep, getting some of the best rest he's ever had in his life. And then the disciples are in the boat and the rain is coming down. The wind is blowing. The boat is taking on water. And they say, hey, wait a minute, Jesus. When we really need you the most, when we really need you, you are asleep in the boat. Is there anybody that's ever felt that way about Jesus? When I really needed you the most, when I felt like my prayers were bouncing off the wall, when I feel like you weren't answering my prayer, when you feel like nothing was up, nothing was getting through, God, you wasn't showing up. You was asleep on the boat. And they wake up Jesus and say, hey, Jesus, don't you care? Don't you care that we perish? Don't you care? Don't you care that we're about to go down? And Jesus looks at them, calms the winds and the waves so calmly. Looks at them, calms the winds and the waves. But then he looks at them and says, where is your faith? He said, wait a minute, where is your faith? I was right here the whole time. I was right here the whole time. So to say, hey, wait a minute, as long as I was on the boat, everything was going to be all right. Can I tell somebody here, as long as Jesus is in the boat with us, it's going to be all right. Just keep on trusting in God. I said, keep on trusting in God. Keep on believing in him that he's still a way maker. He's still a provider. He's still a healer. He said, wait a minute. I was right here the whole time. So as long as we was here, the peace speaker is still in the house. I said the peace speaker is still in the house. He can still calm the winds and the waves of your world. He can still speak to your situation. He can still be a healer. I said he can still be a savior. Long as he's right there with us. The main thing, church family, is just don't leave Jesus. I said, don't leave Jesus.
I said, don't leave them. It doesn't matter how bad you think you are. You make sure you take Jesus with you everywhere you go. Make sure, Jesus, I don't know if you hear me or not, but Jesus, I want you to go with me today. God, I want you to help me today. Yeah, I don't care where life finds you at. Don't forget Jesus. I said, don't forget Jesus. Take him everywhere.
Said, Jesus will go through a storm for you. And also, he'll go through a storm with you. I said, he'll go through a storm with you. He'll go through a storm with you. A lot of times, we feel like the storm is where God left us. Don't leave me out here now, church. A lot of times we'll feel like when we're going through a trial, when we're going through some tough times, we feel like, God, oh, where are you? That's the time where you left me. That's the time he said, no, that's the time I carried you. I said, that's the time I was helping you out the most. That's the time when I was being God, when I was keeping you from danger seen and unseen. Yeah, that's the time I really cared about you. That's why the bullet missed. That's why the sickness didn't take you out. That's why cancer did. That's why the divorce. Yeah, that's why. Because God said, I was right there the whole time. He said, when you go through the water, I'll be with you. He said, when you go through the fire, I'll go with you. Oh, yeah. How you think you made it out? I said, how you think you made it here today? I said, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Somebody ought to thank God for God. I thank you for just being who you are. God, I thank you for just being God. Yeah, somebody ought to give him praise right there. I said, yeah, somebody ought to give him praise. Because it for sure wasn't you that made it out. I said, it wasn't for sure. Somebody else done went through that same thing. And they don't even know their name today. But look where you are. I said, look where you are. Somebody went through the same thing you went through and they didn't make it out okay. They're not here no more, but look where you are. I said, look where you are. I serve the peacemaker today. I said, I still serve the peacemaker. I still serve the God that can speak to a storm and say, hey, winds and waves, stop. I'll be peaceful. Yeah, I still serve the peacemaker today, that he can still calm your storm. He can still calm your winds. He can still calm your waves. But these disciples look at him and say, wait a minute. What manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? Yeah, talking about my God. But if you realize, see, that happened in Mark chapter 4. And then we get into our text here. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. They get all the way. He got all the way. Went through a storm for one man. I told you there's mercy in here today. Jesus did all that. Went through the whole storm for one man. That everybody else had given up on. That everybody else had said, that crazy guy. You know, that one guy
That one guy that we don't want to talk about. That one guy that's in those tombs crying. That one guy that's in the cemetery. Yeah, that's who Jesus went through a storm for. Yeah, I told you you're valuable. I told you how much God loves you. That he'll go through a storm for one person. He'll go through a storm when everybody else has given up. God said, that's where I'll step in. That's where I don't get scared of any man's opinion. But God said, I still love you. I still care for you.
He gets to this place, steps foot on this land and this tomb, this cemetery, and everybody here is avoiding. Everybody here staying, hey, hide your kids. Keep your family away. Hide your wife. No, don't go down there. Make sure you don't go down to that cemetery. Because there's that one man down there. He crazy down there. And Jesus said, hey, I come to seek and to save those that are lost. I come to reach somebody. I come for the lost. Yeah. All those that are well have no need for a physician. But God said, I come to be a healer. I come to be a Yeah. God said, hey, I know when to come in at the right time and at the right place. And I got good news for somebody here. You're in the right place at the right time. And we are worshiping and serving the right God. I love this here because nobody could tame him. Nobody could do nothing with this man. He was, if you can say it like this, the reject of society. Everybody, man, hey, don't mess with him. And you say, why? Why in the world, God, would you go through the lengths that he would for this crazy man? God, why of all the people in the world to say, why are you gonna go to him? Why in the world? Why in the world would you go to him? You know what it is? Why do we think that way? It's because God went to the lengths to find me. He went to the lengths to find you. And that's why you ought to thank God every day that you're able to hear the words of the Lord. And I say, God, I love you, God, because you went far and wide for me. You went far, yeah. I thank God that you came down and you picked me up out of the miry clay and set me on a rock to stay. My God, you think about it, this man had to have a family somewhere. Where was mama? Where was daddy? How did he get in this situation? What was the trauma that led him to hang out in a tomb? What was the situation that got so bad where he said, I'll just hang out around dead things? I'm dead. I'm so dead inside that I'll hang around dead things. Can I tell a church family, don't hang around dead things so long that you'll end up dead. I said, don't hang around dead friends too long because you'll end up dead. Don't hang around the friends that you know are going to be the bad influence. You need to cut some of those people off. I said, cut the drug buddies off. Cut the philandering people off. Yeah, it's time for you to serve God. Don't get so comfortable in change. Don't get so comfortable around dead people. Because the fact of the matter is, hang around dead things too long and you'll get comfortable around dead things.
See, this man had lived in this situation so long, that's the only place he could find comfort, was hanging around dead things. Hanging around dead things. Hanging around a cemetery. Hanging around people. Everybody said, okay, it's over. It's over. It's over. Yeah, that's where he had got comfortable. And I want to shake somebody out of your place of cemetery, your place of dead things. You're sitting there and worrying about those dead thoughts. The devil is a liar. I come to speak life into somebody and say, it's time for you to live abundant life. It's time for you to hang around somebody that's living. It's time for you to hang around somebody that's thriving. And where you're in the right place at a thriving church, where we're living that abundant life that Jesus came to give. Come out of those tombs. Come out of that bad situation. Come out from among them and be ye separate. There's more to life. There's more to life than just getting up, just merely existing. Get up. Go to work. Come home. Go to bed, wake up, go to work, come home, go to bed, get up, go to work, come home, go to bed. Yeah, there's more to life than that. I said there's more to life. There's more to life. God has a plan for your life. That God wants you to do something with your life. God wants you to touch somebody else's heart. Touch somebody else's. Oh, God can want you to strengthen somebody else with your testimony to say, God, if I made it out, you can make it out. I used to be like this. I used to be in the dead. I used to hang around those people. I used to do those things, but I don't do no more. Titled this, When the Chain Breaker Arrives. We'll preach right here. Fact of the matter is, read the scripture. He had broke, they said, they had put him in chains. And he broke his own chains. He broke his own chains. No man could tame him. But here's the thing. He broke the chains you could see. I said he broke the chains you could see. But he couldn't break the chains nobody else could see. He could break the chains that they put around him. But he still, in his own mind and in his own heart, was still bound by thousands and thousands of devils. Yeah, some of us, we got everybody else fooled. We can break the chains. We can break our own physical chains. But we still go home and cry ourselves to sleep. You still go home. And that's why you got to drink so much. Because the memories and everything, your mental is just so bad. Yeah, it's time for somebody to let God break those internal chains. I said it's time for let God and break those internal chains. Yeah, because you know what? We can fool people some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. I said you can't fool God none of the time. And that's why I feel like God is reaching for somebody in here to say, yeah, you might have fooled some people and say everything is good, but you know good and well in the middle of a night, things plague you and plague your mind. And sometimes you can't find peace, but I want to tell somebody, peace is in the house. I said, peace is in the house. Peace is in the house. I'm not going to preach much longer. Here it is. I love it. Because when Jesus goes through the storm, Jesus steps 1 foot on that island. He steps 1 foot on land. And all those devils that that man had in his body, had in his mind, couldn't stop because he said, hey, this is my moment. This is my time. This is my breakthrough moment. He said, he fell at his feet and he worshiped. He said, this is what I've been waiting on this whole time. I've been waiting on this day. I've been waiting on. And everybody can say, you know how much devils that man had? I said, it don't even matter. Because I told you, when Jesus arrives, things start to change. I said, when Jesus steps on the scene, stuff starts to change. Here it is. Jesus is on the scene now. Stuff starts to change. Talking, going back, talking about this man's family. I serve a God that can turn things around, can turn around generational curses that plague our world. I told you, I'm talking about some things we don't see, some things you don't always display, some things you don't, yeah. Some stuff that mama did long time ago. What stuff daddy did or didn't do, didn't say. Yeah, we plagues us to say, I don't know if I'm enough. I don't know if I could ever do this. I don't know if I could ever live for God. I don't know if I could ever make something of myself. And I want somebody, you need to stop focusing not on yourself, but focus on a God. Because I'm enough, because he's enough. I said, I'm not leaning on my own flesh. I'm leaning on a God because I know as long as God is on my side, it's gonna be all right. Somebody can come in the music. I'm just about done. Says when Jesus steps on, he ran and worshiped. Ran and worshiped. And said, this is what I've been waiting on. This is why I know no devil in hell can stop your deliverance. I said, that's why I know no devil in hell can stop your breakthrough. I said, no devil in hell can stop your healing. I said, no devil in hell can stop you from getting a baptism of the Holy Ghost on this morning. I said, no devil in hell can stop you. He can't stop the plan of God for your life. Runs, falls down at his feet and worshiped him. What I want to know is there any worshipers in the house? I said, is there any worshipers in the house? Because you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. I said, you got to worship in spirit and in truth. Here's the thing. God hadn't even delivered him yet. I said, Jesus hadn't even delivered the man yet. He hadn't even delivered him yet. And he still worshiped him. Uh-huh. A lot of us, we waiting on God to do his thing. And God said, I'm waiting on you to do yours. I'm waiting on you to do your part. You've been waiting on me, but God said he's waiting on you. Before this man even got his deliverance, he was already worshiping because he knew this is my chance. This is my chance. This is my only way out. I know who you are. I know you're Jesus. You're the Christ. I know who you are. Fell down at his feet and worshiped. And that's when those devils started talking. And say, hey, wait a minute. We know who you are. We're legion. God, we're many. See, most people, that would have scared them right there. Most people would have ran right there. And Jesus said, nah, I went through a storm to free you today. I went through some things just to come to you, just to talk to you, man, just to talk to you. And he said, hey, don't torment us. Because those devils knew, since Jesus is on this land, they knew we can't be nowhere near. We gotta go. We gotta go. And that's when Jesus comes in your heart, sin has to go. I said, sin has to go. I said, sin has to go. That's why we fall into an altar and repent of our sins. That's a turning away. That's a saying, God, I'm not going to go back to the life. I'm not going to go back. I'm forsaking all that back. I'm not going back. God, forgive me of all of my sins. Yeah. When God's in your heart, sin can't be there, because sin will separate you from God. And you're going to have to make things right. And that's why we need to go down into a watery grave. We need somebody, you need to let somebody, a man, baptize you in Jesus' name. You need a name applied to your life. You got to let that old man die. I said, you got to let that old man die. You got to let that old man be buried and come again a new creature in Christ. Yeah, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let's all stand. You gotta let God fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking other tongues, because the chain breaker is in the house. Chain breaker is in the house. I'm about to open up these altars. Before I do, tell us an imagery here in your mind. When you go to the zoo, you see big old beasts, lions behind the cage. Thank God they're behind the cage. They're behind the cage. And you see animals, many of them born in captivity, born never in the wild, born having a zookeeper feed them every meal they have, feeding them in a cage. All they know is a cage. But here's the thing, zookeepers still have to be careful, because you know why? Instinct says, I wasn't supposed to be in a cage. Instinctively, they said, I'm not supposed to be in a cage. I got big teeth, big claws. Instinctively, I'm supposed to be free. Instinctively, I'm supposed to find my own. Instinctively. Zookeepers go in carefully, shut the door behind them. Shut the door behind them. But instinct, I've never known captivity. I've never known freedom. But something's out there. Something's out there. Something's out there, yeah. And that's who I'm preaching to today. Somebody is saying, there's more to life. There's more. There's more. Preacher, tell me about a God that can be a healer. Tell me about a God that can free me. Tell me about a God. I've been waiting on and say, I'm not supposed to be in the tombs. I'm not supposed to be depressed. I'm not supposed to live in anxiety all the time. I'm not supposed to live this way. Today I got good news for somebody. I got good news for somebody. The cage is open. I said, the cage is open. I said, the cage is open. I said, the cage is open. If you've been bound by drugs, if you've been bound by all kind of other stuff, if you've been bound by sin, if you've been whatever you've been bound by, it's time for somebody to have a breakout moment. I said it's time for somebody to have a breakout moment to say, God, I know there's more to life than this. I'm opening up these altars right now because it's time for somebody to break out. I said it's time for somebody to break out and say, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of living. It's time for somebody to break out. Come on, church. Come on, church family. Come on, let's gather in. Come on, the chain breaker is in the house. Come on, the chain breaker is in the house. Come on, the chain breaker is in the house. Come on. You weren't supposed to live in a life. Yeah, someone, yeah, you weren't supposed to live. He'll go through a storm for you. He'll go through a storm for one man. Come on, somebody. Come on, church. Come on, the cage is open. Come on. Come on, it's open today. Come on, it's open. It's time to live like you were supposed to live. It's time to live that abundant life. It's time for you to live for God. Come on, lift your voice. 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 Come on, somebody, worship God. Come on, worship Him, worship Him, worship. He's stepping into lives. He's stepping into things. Come on, somebody, worship. I worship you, God. I worship you, God. Come on, church, lift your voice. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, the Holy Ghost came to free somebody. Come on, He came to free somebody this morning. Come on, He came to free you this morning. Come on, come on, come on.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
Church, come on. Don't get weary. Come on. Come on. God came to free somebody. Come on, he came to free somebody. Come on, don't get in a rush. Don't get in a rush. Come on, let's let him work. Let's let him work today. Let's let him work. Come on, let him work. Let him work. Let him work.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Jesus.